I know it's only been a handful of games since you've been with the Flames since the trade, but how do you feel you've been playing and adjusting with this team since you've been here?
Man, been really great, and I mean, I think I adapted pretty well, and the team and organization welcomed me so much, and this LA organization, you know, and you know, me having the chance to play in Canada, the you know, birthplace of hockey, and it's just an honor, and it's just been a real pleasure, you know, being here, adopting and playing, and everyone around the room, around the arena, has been amazing, and you know, I'm just really excited, you know, for the future, for, you know, having a really good summer, you know, being healthy this finally in the off season, and you know, I'm just excited.
What's it mean to know you're going in the off season now? You have, you know, your contract extension already. Just having that certainty about what the future looks like moving forward.
It's everything. You know, we finally gonna have a, you know, good summer where I can focus on, you know, putting up, you know, good quality and proper work, and you know, just focusing on improving my game on a daily basis, improving all the you know, all the different parts, you know, not only my game but, you know, mental side of the game as well, and you know, getting stronger physically. Now I finally, you know, got the full taste of what the NHL is like, and you know, it's an art to be a, you know, successful NHL, you know, player, and you know, playing at the top level every single game, and you know, I gotta really think about that, and you know, prepare, you know, for that to be able to, you know, play, you know, full season in NHL. NHL schedule is pretty tough, 82 games, a lot of, you know, a lot of back to backs, you know, especially like, you know, experienced this last couple of games, you know, here, you're there, you know, back to back, you go on a roll, you come back, you can go on a roll again, and so it's kind of an art, and you know, I look at the top guys in the league, you know, the elite players, and it's just amazes me how they're able to perform at such a high level every single night without missing any games, and you know, setting that bar, and you know, and being at that bar. So this is a big part. Now I fully understand what I need to do, how I need to prepare, and how I need to take care of my body. So, you know, I'm really excited.
How is your knee feeling, and just how did you feel playing through it and coming off of such major surgery?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's not only a challenge to go through surgery and rehab, and, you know, it takes such a long time, and, you know, you go through so many stages of, you know, what's going to happen? Are you going to be able, you know, to play hockey again at the same level as you were? Or are you going to get better? Are you going to keep improving? But, you know, I was grateful that I had the guys in Vegas, you know, being with me throughout that journey. And, you know, here I got to Calgary, and, you know, guys were really on top of it, and I'm very grateful for them, you know, helping, you know, get the full recovery after the games and practices, making sure my muscles are, you know, are right, and, you know, my joint is stable and everything. So it's been definitely improving, but, like, once again, just like I said, I'm really happy to and looking forward to this summer so I can properly, you know, take care of my joints, to take care of my knee, and, you know, I only know that I'm going to be even faster, even stronger, even better for next year.
With the different factors, like trying to come back from a major surgery, trying to get used to playing in a new city, new system, all that, how close to your sort of full abilities do you think you've shown so far in Calgary?
It's tough to say, but I can only say that I'm only going to get better, 100%, and, you know, sky is the limit, and I don't know, it's tough to say. I think my knee was at 90-95%, but, like, once again, like, you know, at some point in time, you think your knee is really good. I thought my knee was great, and then I kept improving, and I was like, oh, okay, this is better than I thought. And then, you know, with the time, that's how it is. So, and that's why I can, you know, say with confidence that, you know, next year is going to be even better.
What do you see for the future of this team, this organization?
Very bright future. Amazing coaching staff and amazing management. You know, those guys are doing a lot of work, and you know, I see a lot of potential in the locker room, and it was a pleasure to play those 20 games, and you know, being able to go out with those guys on a nightly basis, and you know, me playing with Weegs, you know, majority of the games here, and it's been a pleasure. You know, I enjoy it every single night, and I feel like there's a lot of potential and a bright future for this organization.
What was your first impressions of Ryan Huska and how he is as a coach?
Amazing coaching staff. Those guys do so much work, and you know, me being able to see what work they do on a daily basis, how much information they're able to give us, the pre-scouts, the preparation, it's just exceptional, you know, work by them. And, you know, every single night, no matter what, the information, everything was laid out to us, and it was up to us, you know, go and execute. You know, everything was given to us. You just got to go out there and perform, do your best. And the coaches are amazing. I enjoyed every single moment being in there, from every single meeting to preparation and, you know, and their professionalism for sure.
Jaeger, how do you feel your season went? We know, obviously, as a whole for the team, it's not what you want. This in the playoffs. But how do you feel you did it individually?
If you don't touch the team result, but yeah, I think it's not a bad season. It's so much better than the last one. And, you know, I never want to stop, and we need to, like, have a good summer, good practice, you know, practice summer, and keep going.
How proud are you to have broken two of Mikhail Gabrovsky's NHL records, most goals and most points in a season by a Belarusian?
Yeah, I think it's good for, you know, Belarusian history, and still mad Greg Grabowski didn't call me. But yeah, I think, yeah, it's good for history for Belarus. And you know, when I grew up like on Grabowski, Kostitsyns, you know, like result in the NHL, and now, like, I hope I'm helping, like, young players from Belarus, and they watching me, and I think, you know, they will try it now better to make, you know, like, this league.
What was the biggest adjustment, Jaeger, going from one country, state, New Jersey, to Calgary? What's the biggest thing that changed for you during that?
A lot of media. But, I don't know, for us, for family, yeah, it's really good, you know, to be here, and we love, like, a family. Calgary, it's really good city. Like, I think it's family city, because, like, it's really different with New Jersey, because in New Jersey you need to always drive to the park, like, 15 minutes for a walk with a dog, with a baby, and here, like, a lot of good areas where you can live and just go from the house with the baby and just walk, but it's a little bit long winter.
Igor, did your performance this season, like, did it change at all what you believe you can do in the NHL? Do you have a different idea of the type of player you can be in the NHL now?
It's hard to say it, but I think it's the biggest thing is just I had different opportunity here. You know, I played a lot, like, in power play, a lot of ice time, like, a lot of time on the 5-on-5, you know, and when, like, coaches, like, all, like, staff from Calgary trust your game, you know, and give you, like, all opportunity to play, I think you need just show a good game, and yeah, that's it. Sorry.
At what point this season did you start to feel comfortable?
It's a little bit hard on the start of season, probably, like, first 10, 15 games, it's really hard, because yes, last season it's really, like, not good for me, and maybe it's a little bit hard to like to my head to change it, you know, games, because as I said, it's different opportunity, because different, like, you know, here I should like make it some plays, like in a power play 5-5, because I played top six almost all season, and I think it's a little bit hard to change your game, because last season I played more bottom six and still need to work harder.
You can sign another contract here this summer. Do you see yourself? Are you open to staying in Calgary longer term, Igor?
I think it's a hard question. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.